But when we were going to come down and build on this land, which is kind of a significant area of land, when there was a sovereignty issue, when there was a battle, it's called the Battle of Kuamo'o, and it was a battle for Christianity to come in, and the Hawaiians were opposing it. From this area of land where we live, the battle began, the journey began. And when we moved down here, we were building down here, and I had a dream that something was wanting to kill me. And it was dark-skinned, and I could see even the hairs of the leg. And he had like a short black garment on, where he almost like shorts. And then he had like something puffy on his chest. He had a headpiece that had three black feathers in the very front. And he was walking toward my son's bedroom. There was a portion of land that he was walking, and I sent you a picture of it. I don't know if you got it, but he was walking toward that very portion of land. And I panicked, and it's like, who is that? I have my son and my nephew who are living in the house. And I ran as fast as I could to make sure the door was locked. And I called to my son, lock the family room door. There's a man out here. I said, don't go outside. And I called my neighbor. And I know my neighbor was going to think I'm crazy. But I called my neighbor to say, listen, just be aware, I just saw a huge man on our front lawn.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern-day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
Welcome to Blurry Creatures.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
Welcome back to Blurry Creatures. One thing we talk about in this episode is just how islands seem to be a theme on our show. Endless accounts of blurry creatures living on islands. Back in the day, all over the world, whether it's Catalina, it's in the Bahamas, it's in, you know, Crete and Sardinia, and we're talking about Hawaii. There's a lot of blurry stuff that goes on there, and we haven't done a lot. We haven't done a deep dive into the history of Hawaii, but I have a feeling, Luke, there's some weird stuff that went on there, and we just don't know.
I have a feeling you'd like to do a deep dive into Hawaii, just generally speaking.
I know.
Redheaded
cannonball off the side of a...
That's right, dude. truffle shuffle followed by a cannonball.
Exactly.
We've touched on it a bit, right? If you are a member and listen to... our Henry Enrichs episode, he was zooming in all the way from Kauai. You could hear the chickens in the background.
I remember that.
And he had some, you know, interesting thoughts about the Hawaiian Islands and some of the things that are happening there with stargates and whatnot. But you know, yeah, I think it's always fascinating to find that we find giants on, you know, on islands, or at least stories of giants on islands, whether it be Easter or the Solomon Islands, and things that are happening in more modern times. And then you have the ancient stuff with Sardinia and Jekyll Island, talking to Dr. Laura Sanger. The diaspora, right? These creatures leaving the spaces as they were hunted.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is going to be a fascinating episode. Really excited to have Benita on to talk about. She's had a plethora, a blurry grab bag, if you will, of experiences on her land and where she lives that are not your, you know, not your everyday stuff, and also some interesting twists on things we've heard about before as well. So very excited about this. And as always, this is a members only episode. So if you are not a member, take a peek behind the curtain. You know, we've got a lot of things going on here. Of course, the most obvious and is extra episodes, extra content, putting out more blurriness for your listening pleasure, as well as some private channels that are for members only, where you can meet other blurry creatures members and talk to them about all things in the blurryverse, as well as a number of our guests are part of these channels. So you want to talk to the illustrious Doug Van Dorn, or Dr. Judd Burton, Derek Gilbert.
They're hanging out.
They're hanging out, and they frequent those places. So you can talk to some of the OG and larger than life characters we have on our show. So check it out, blurrycreatures.com/members. A lot of what we do on our members episodes are encounter episodes. If you listen to the show, you understand sort of how the cadence goes. And so a lot of the wildest stories and personal encounters with things, all things blurry, and end up in these blurry creatures members on the episode. So come join us. The water's warm. If you need to do a ginger cannonball, as Nate said, you can do that.
That's right.
That's acceptable here.
Yeah, you know, just get out there, just put your Speedo on, take a dive, right down in there.
That's right. Tim Alberino, that's right, you do that.
You got to have the right haircut to do that. And if you grow it long in the back, it's acceptable. Until then, not really. Some people out there are a vanilla and chocolate, which just have a plain flavor. And then some people just get the works. They got the sprinkles, they got everything dumped onto their life and all the weird stuff involved, and they're still trucking. Hats off to the people who've had endless blurry experiences in your life. We're going to dive into Benita's story. She has that. And I'm just glad sometimes that my life is not that eventful. It's pretty normal. But man, some people, they've experienced a lot. So keep your mind open and listen to some of these stories. It involves Prometheus creatures, giants, Hat Man, you name it, it's coming. Blurrycreatures.com/members. Get access to this one. We'll see you in the zone.
What zone?
It's kind of a Bone Zone episode.
It's a bit. You know what? We didn't get to pat your back a little bit. I mean, she said she thanked you a couple times for the nuggets of wisdom. You're on your game, pal.
Oh, thanks, man.
I'm proud of you.
I'm just trying to be more vulnerable. It's all a ginger can do.
Dude, you are such an emo kid, dude. You can take the kid out of the emo scene, but you can't take the emo scene out of the kid, bro. You know?
Yeah. Gingers wouldn't be able to procreate if we didn't have a good sense of humor and vulnerable. That's the only way we can keep the bloodline going, you know?
Dude, it's alive and well, my friend. Alive and well.
Oh, gingers are dying off. We just got to be funny. Otherwise, no one's going to give us a kiss, you know? It's just how it is.
Unless you're Carrot Top and you're not funny. But that's all right. That's a whole other story. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole.
He works out, though. He's trying to make up for it there.
You can't be funny, be strong.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, man, we are just digressing hard here. But thank you so much for supporting the show. We try to have fun on Blurry Creatures, and it was nice to hear some little word of encouragement.
Let's get blurry.
Let's get blurry.